It's Wednesday. I had to think about that. It's actually Wednesday, the 30th of October, and I'm stood in the National Museum of Computing, which is housed comfortably within Bletchley Park, and it is also the kind of home of Station X, a geek meet that we have once a month, and today we're calling it the Crypto Special. Well, we're not. I've just called it that now. But a lot of people have requested that we look at cryptography, we look at ways of securing communication from private messaging, which we know really doesn't exist, direct messaging, let's call it, email, chat rooms. What can we do? So I'm stood here with Lynn Jones, and this place has a bit of a history around cryptography, doesn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, the starting point of the National Museum of Computing was the development of Colossus, which was built to speed up the decryption of the messages that Hitler sent to his generals. So it's really the sort of the start point of one of the strands of code breaking at Bletchley Park. And the Tunney Gallery sets the scene for that and explains how they intercepted the messages. And what our team here have recreated the Tunney machine, which was the British version of the Lorenz cipher machine used by Hitler. And this was built with the genius of Bill Tutt, because he was able to work out how the Lorenz machine worked without ever seeing it. So the Tunney machine is a full working rebuild of that machine. And then, of course, the Colossus was built by Tommy Flowers, who was asked to help sort of speed up the processing, because by hand it was taking 8 weeks, and they managed to reduce it to 6 to 8 hours, which was a phenomenal feat. And so Tony Sale, who had the passion to rebuild Colossus, to tell that story and bring it to life rather than just having boards and discussing it or telling people about it. So he built rebuilt a Colossus, and it sort of then led him to want to trace the history of development of computing from that time onwards. And so that's what we're doing at the museum now, is concentrating on that story. But it all started with the code breaking at Bletchley Park. And that was in 1944 that the first Colossus machine came on, the Colossus Mark II came on stream, and that's coming up in the new year, so a 70th birthday to look forward to.
Wow. And you had some interesting visitors last week, was it?
That's right, yes. Tommy Flower's son, Kenneth, who's been a great supporter and comes to see us regularly, met up with Bill Tutt's nephew, Richard Jordan, and they had a lunch and a discussion last week. And that was a very good meeting to bring the relatives back together. And they were discussing the Bill Tutt Memorial, which will be set up, I think, in Newmarket. And also, I believe there's going to be a memorial to Tommy Flowers in BT at Martlesham soon as well. So those two heroes are going to be remembered for the work that they did.
Some might say remembered finally.
Finally.
Because Alan Turing has, for amazing and perfectly great reasons, been kind of in the limelight more than others, maybe.
I think so. I mean, he was a genius, and he wrote some fantastic papers. You know, pre-war, he'd written the famous paper. But, you know, he was sort of involved with the bomb and getting the bomb built to crack the Enigma machine. But there's no telling. I mean, some of the things suggest that he might have had a water cooler moment with Tommy Flowers at some point, but it's not actually confirmed whether that happened. But
we may never know. A lot of the stories and have only come out recently, haven't they?
That's right. It's all still coming out, and people are remembering things. And I get phone calls, and we get emails from people saying, "Oh, I worked at Bletchley Park," or "My dad did, and he's got these papers." And you know, one day someone's going to come in with something really significant and add another piece to the jigsaw.
Where do people find this place online?
www.tnmoc. That's the acronym for the National Museum of Computing .org.
Thanks very much, Lynn. Bye. And thanks for having us here today.
That's my pleasure.
People are arriving. Let's get the coffee on. Let's move through to the Station X meeting room.